A series of faraway events is causing the sale of a cult compound in South Dakota. The cult is the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, known as FLDS. It broke away long ago from the Mormon Church. The cult is based in a community called Short Creek on the Arizona-Utah border. It has enclaves elsewhere, including a compound in South Dakota's Black Hills. The cult's leader, Warren Jeffs, is serving life in prison for sexually abusing girls he took as wives. Since his conviction about 15 years ago, the FLDS has been unraveling. Ken Driggs is a legal scholar who studies the cult.
I don't know what their numbers are now. At one point, I think they could have counted maybe 10,000 members, but, you know, if they've got 2,000 adherents now, I'd be surprised.
The latest sign of the cult's decline is the impending loss of its compound in a remote part of the southern Black Hills near Pringle. A judge has ordered the Custer County Sheriff to put the compound up for sale. The sale is scheduled for February 25th. The proceeds are earmarked for three men who won a lawsuit against the FLDS several years ago. The men, who are not FLDS members, had an agreement to farm and ranch on former FLDS property in Short Creek. While they were on the property, FLDS members allegedly captured and detained two of the men unlawfully and prevented all three from using the property. The men won judgments worth more than $2 million. They're still owed most of it. A judge recently ordered the sale of the South Dakota compound to raise some of the money. The compound is surrounded by fences, berms, and a guard tower. Inside are several dorm-like structures, other buildings, and gardens. Custer County Sheriff Marty McKaylee says people inside the compound have told him about 20 adults live there. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.